This next chapter is about chemistry mostly. In fact, a lot of this term, a lot of this course is just as much a chemistry course as a biology course, because we're at the cell level for the entire term. And what happens in a cell is chemistry. But we have here, as the opening slide, an example of a chemical reaction. A chemical reaction can be denoted several different ways. Here it's pictures. But a chemical reaction typically uses an arrow to divide two sets of things. The reactants, however many there are, one or more, from the products, however many there are, one or more. And in any given chemical reaction, the reactants turn into products. So in any given chemical reaction, there is a change of substance. The stuff that you end up with is different, has different properties compared to what you start with. Now, in this particular example, there are two reactants. It doesn't have to be two. But the reactants in this example are sodium and chlorine, as you see. Sodium is a metal, but more specifically, it is a very highly reactive and therefore very dangerous metal. You don't want to be around sodium at all, which is why this person is handling it with gloves. Even the tiny bit of moisture in your hands is enough to really hurt you if you just touch pure sodium metal. It's explosively reactive. Can kill you, in other words. Chlorine by itself, this chlorine gas, highly poisonous gas, will also kill you. It's very highly reactive as well, which is why it kills things in the pool if you chlorinate the pool. So either of these things by themselves you don't want to have any part of. But when you get the two together, they will produce the product, in this case, sodium chloride, which is not sodium and it's not chlorine. It's a different substance. And not only is sodium chloride not going to kill you, like either sodium or chlorine does, but it's actually something you can't live without. So you go from, that's a pretty drastic change, right? You go from two lethal substances combining to form one absolutely necessary substance. And what's remarkable about that is that no material is added or subtracted in this. It's simply a rearrangement of the particles that these things are made out of. And that rearrangement of atoms and the subatomic particles that they're made out of is enough to give you these drastically different properties in the product compared to the reactants. All right, so that's one way of depicting a chemical reaction. Here we have another chemical reaction, but it's depicted in two different ways. One with cartoons of the actual atoms and molecules that are making up, in this case, hydrogen and oxygen becoming water. But then below that is the way we usually depict chemical reactions, which is just using chemical symbols for the species. Species, in this chemical species, is a different use of the word biological species. It simply means the players in the game, the reactants and the products, are species. Okay, in slide 3, which is, I won't even make it all the way through this, but so this will be the last one for the day, we have a listing of elements. And really, instead of talking about the table itself, which I'll get to next time, let me just end by asking what an element is. Well, there is no limit to the number of substances that have been created or could be created. We're making new substances all the time. Elements are substances as well. But it's just a very tiny subset of the overall set of substances. What makes the elements elements, and there's only roughly 100 of them, all listed in the periodic table of the elements, is that each element is made up a sample of pure element, like helium, for instance, is made up of only one kind of atom. They're all the same kinds of atoms making up that element. The vast majority of substances are compounds. Compounds are made out of two or more elements. So they're different kinds of atoms making up most substances, whereas elements are made up of all one kind of atom. And that kind of implies that atoms themselves, the different varieties of atoms, are made of different stuff, but that's actually not true, as we'll talk about. All atoms are made of the same subatomic particles. Atoms are made of electrons, protons, and neutrons. But when I say an element has all the same kind of atom, it's not really the stuff that they're made out of, it's just the numbers of those particles that they're made out of. And that's what I'll continue with next time. So I'll see you in lab.